So the Stop the Suffering campaign is a Spare You Aware campaign, and this is primarily focused on reaching out to the public to encourage them to neuter their own pets. Now, basically, by all accounts, the domestic pets, the dogs and the cats in particular. And this is a hugely important campaign because realistically, there are countless litters of unwanted puppies and kittens being born all year round, but especially so kittens at this time of year that are leading very awful lives. And those ones I'm referring to are more so ones that are born outside. So they're more feral kittens and cats and stuff. But all of these cats originated from a domestic pet at some stage. So we're encouraging people to effectively take responsibility for their own pets, neuter their own pets. And that one difference that will make has a huge expansion. There's a huge problem, by all accounts, with unwanted litters and numbers in both cats and kittens kittens and puppies in this country and this county right now. Well, the litter situation or the unwanted pregnancy part of it is only one part of these unplanned pregnancies, or indeed just having litters upon litters of puppies and kittens. But the other part of that is to prevent for illness due to breeding, and there's significant problems there as well as cost to the person or the owner of these animals as well. And it also prevents unwanted behaviours from even developing in the first place. So the likes of potentially some aggressive tendencies, but also straying, in particular for males, for dogs and cats, that they will wander and travel for far and wide if they get the opportunity to do so, because they're overcome with their urges to do so with hormones. The other part of it is eliminating the risks of certain cancers and diseases that they will be privy to or exposed to from being not neutered. But by eliminating that risk, they do not have their interest to breed and therefore not put in the same risk. And you're eliminating the likes of cancers for both males and females. Well, see, the benefits far greatly outweigh the risks in that sense, or the downside of it. Now, some people would say that by neutering female dogs that they tend to put on weight. That's not the case. It's not a medical reason. It's more to do with that they have, you have to look at their lifestyle more so insofar as their food intake and their exercise levels, as opposed to, it's not directly linked to removing their reproductive organs. So that's not necessarily the case. And it is an old, I suppose, way of thinking. And it's much more progressive in these years now that is not the case. It doesn't change the dog for the worst. It, in fact, improves the quality of life. And indeed, as well as that, it gives them the chance of living a longer, healthier life without these risks. Particularly the females. So they do not contract or develop pyometra infections in their wounds, which is life-threatening. It's horrific. And it's something that people don't really realise or know about. But by removing those organs, the reproductive organs, it eliminates that. They cannot get those infections that can lead to their untimely death. Well, I would like to highlight the fact that even though kitten season is going on right now, and even though kitten season primarily is more focused at this time of year because there's more and more cats breeding, it actually goes on all year round. But right now, in the county of Donegal, we're in crisis with the sheer numbers of kittens being born. And all rescue centres, including ourselves, are really struggling and stretched to the limit trying to accommodate these poor little kittens that have no life. And we're getting them in various stages of disease and injury because they're being born out in hedges and things like that. So I would ask the public that if a cat comes to their property and that they start feeding that cat and looking after that cat, to please neuter that cat, so that cat then can lead a longer, healthier life. She does not have litters upon litters of babies that potentially will suffer and die as a result. And right now, we are dealing with a lot of little kittens coming in very, very sick with cat flu, a few of them very badly injured, and we just got one in this week whose leg was completely broken and had to be amputated, and that kitten is only 6 weeks of age, maybe not even 6 weeks of age, but that one was lucky because it was found, and a really kind member of the public scooped it up and brought it to us, and we got that kitten looked after, and indeed all the other kittens that have come in the last few weeks in particular. So this is a crisis that we're dealing with, and we're really, really stretched trying to find spaces for them. And we can only take in so many until more are rehomed. So we definitely need homes. We need homes for the healthy, happy cats that are there just waiting for a chance of a new home. And we'd ask and urge the public to please neuter your own pets. And indeed, if you take on responsibility for a stray cat that comes to your home, please neuter that. Just one cat makes a difference, because a cat can actually have up to 4 litters of kittens per year. And with an average of 4 to 6 kittens per litter, that's potentially one female cat could result in producing 24 kittens in 1 year. And that's a shocking amount of cats to be dealing with then.